The Game and Fish thanks a Wyoming resident whose quick eye sees a potential aquatic invasive species during a recent purchase of equipment. I'll have the details next on The Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department expresses its sincere gratitude to a local Casper boat dock owner for their vigilance in identifying and reporting a potential aquatic invasive species during a recent purchase. The prompt action of this individual has played a crucial role in protecting Wyoming's waters. Recently, a boat dock owner contacted the Game and Fish after recognizing a potential AIS threat on newly acquired equipment. That equipment had been purchased from a dealership in Iowa and was headed for installation at Alcova Reservoir. Game and Fish AIS personnel inspected the boat lift and found that it was encrusted with live zebra mussels. Wyoming Game and Fish Director Angie Bruce says we're incredibly thankful for the awareness and quick action demonstrated by this boat dock owner. She says their proactive approach is exactly what we need to safeguard our fisheries from harmful invasive species. Bruce says this demonstrates the power of community involvement in our AIS prevention efforts. Eric Hansen, AIS coordinator for the Casper region, says over 500,000 live zebra mussels were found on this equipment. He says it only takes one mussel to cause a significant threat to Wyoming's fisheries, water recreation opportunities, and infrastructure. Hansen says the collaboration and awareness of the public, including business owners, is vital in preventing the introduction and spread of these damaging species. Hansen says before the purchaser alerted the department before installing the boat lift, we could decontaminate and remove the threat. The Game and Fish urges all boat owners, businesses, and the public to remain vigilant and report any suspected AIS. Early detection is crucial in managing and preventing the establishment of these harmful species. People need to be cognizant that any equipment that comes in contact with water has the potential to harbor invasive species, not just watercraft. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman.